Kedu. My name is Angel Ndukanwosu, and occasionally, or on social media, I go by as Angel was saying. I have been told that I love Nigerian women to a point of absolute stupidity, to a point where I get insulted. And while I like to think of that as just some people being absolutely ridiculous, I like to think that that's actually the truth. I'm a journalist, a writer, a researcher, a poet, a PR strategist, an editor. I think my lifelong mission is to tell women's stories, particularly from the Nigerian perspective, because I'm a Nigerian woman and I carry a lot of identities in my soul, stemming primarily from Nigeria. This podcast is where I talk to Nigerian women and speak on the issues that affect us as Nigerian women. Welcome to As Angel Was Saying. Hello, welcome to another episode of As Angel Was Saying. My name is Angel Ndukanwosu and I like to speak my mind. To start with, I want to apologize, like I always do, for being MIA. A lot has happened in my life. I'm not doing NYS yet, and I've just been trying to stay offline, so I practically don't use Instagram anymore. Twitter, I use it once in a while. I've been pretty busy, but my podcast is something that I really want to develop, and I want to see it move forward. And I like the fact that I'm able to speak my mind without anybody shouting on me or saying anything stupid. But as you can see from the title, I want to discuss something that has been niggling in my heart for a while. So, I don't like the fact that there seems to be a lot of labeling of women who don't agree with feminist beliefs. To put it simply, I'm not so comfortable with how if a woman doesn't agree with something, we just insult. I think it's counterproductive, and I think it prevents real dialogue from happening. So, like I said, the topic to be discussed is how every single woman is a pygmy. You know, pygmy, patriarchy princess, what are the other words we use? Foot soldiers of the patriarchy. We all have done something pygmy-ish before. So, if a pygmy is a woman who auditions for male attention so that she can survive, I think every woman is a pygmy. I've been guilty of calling women pygmies, and it comes from this belief or this idea that you're somehow more righteous than a woman who says, you know what, my husband is my shoulder, head, neck, everything, because you are very eloquent in how you talk about feminism and things like that. That's cool, that's fine, but every single woman at some point in her life, just to survive, she is going to audition for male attention just to survive. So you may not say, you may not be the one who cooks or who cleans, but some women listen to music that is very sexist, you know, because we like the beats. That's a very pygmy-ish thing, because if you're dragging someone, a woman, for doing something misogynistic, you do realize that you are doing misogynistic things too. But that's even aside the point. For me, what I do not like about the fact that we call each other names is that we allow, apart from even if we call each other names, especially on the internet, we allow men, that is the one that infuriates me a lot, we allow men to insult women. Extra points if this man in question is an atheist, or he's an ally, quote unquote, he's an ally, or he's gay, or he's any of those things. We feel that we just give men the leeway to call women names, women who don't agree. And I find this so infuriating, because men are literally the ones who benefit from this system of patriarchy, this system of sexism. They benefit from it. So if anything, they should just keep their mouth shut. Like, bim, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't insult a woman who is trying to navigate a world that does not give her options. Don't say anything. For example, Tiwa Savage, yeah? So anybody who has worked in comms and in marketing communications and all of that, you know that the Nigerian music industry is heavily sexist. The more popularity you get as a woman, the more you're expected to pander. That is just a fact. So Tiwa Savage occupies this very popular space as a woman. And the feminist in me would expect that, okay, use your platform to encourage other women to come on stage and everything. And she's an amazing singer. She's just an amazing performer. But then I am not even surprised that Tiwa Savage would say anti-feminist things, even if she may, you know, support women in other areas, but she would be very intentional about avoiding the word feminist. And people who literally leak the grounds where their partners and boyfriends walk on will come online and say nonsense about Tiwa Savage, that she's this and she's that and she's that. I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about why women are denying the word feminism and all of that, but I think it's very hypocritical, extremely hypocritical, to, you know, be so forgiving of men when they do something wrong, but you are so intentional about Tiwa Savage being defined by something she said, was it a year, 2 years ago? However, when men unlearn something sexist, we welcome them in with open arms, you know. I really don't know. And apart from that, I wanted to discuss that every single woman, literally every single woman on the surface of the earth, has done something pygmyish before. There's a whole thread, I think I may link to this when I post it on Twitter. I think I'm going to link it to this podcast. Every single person has done something. Every single woman has done something that she looks back on it when she gets more information, she feels, what the fuck did I do? It's not in our place as feminists or people who identify as feminists to rubbish a woman. I am really somebody who is against insulting women or offering women up. I call it offering women up for violence online. So a woman doesn't agree with you, a woman says, oh, I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll do this. I mean, it's weird. But I'm the same person who at one point in my life, I told the person who wanted to date me that he had to go and ask my sister for permission, because I had been raised as a Christian with the mindset that, you know, somebody has to, you know, very weird, somebody has to chaperone, blah, 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 somebody has to take permission. Thinking about it, I'm like, what the fuck was that? Some other people may not come out right and say, I'm going to cook and I'm going to clean and my husband is going to be my shoulder. I think I've said this thing too much, but what they would do is that when they see their male friends saying something stupid, they just ignore and say, I beg, men will be men. But when a woman makes that same mistake, blocked and cancelled, totally forgotten, she doesn't deserve any chance at redemption, you know. And what else did I want to say? I don't want this to be end. I don't say end. I don't want this podcast to be very long. I think that every woman is a pygmy, and what we should be looking at is addressing why we have to make certain decisions to survive. Why do women in power, for example, have to always say that, oh, they wash their husband's underwear, they do this, they do that? I used to be very incensed and angry at statements like that until one day I stopped and really asked myself, why are you getting angry at this? So if Folorunsho Alakija, who Ifor, no, Ibuku Awoshika, rather, who is somebody who is very intentional about ensuring that women in business move forward. If she has to say things that I'm sure she doesn't even want to, if this is the price that she has to pay to be in the room to ensure that other women come forward, what right do you have to insult her? What right do you have to call her all manner of names? It's not her fault. It's not her fault that she has to say certain things. It's the fault of a society that has made it such that a woman cannot have power and have power effortlessly. Do you understand? Even women who are journalists, I'm a journalist, and I know that when I mention that I'm a journalist, some men will be like, please, don't come and report me, don't come and do this. So they think that you're going to be loud and rude, and the truth is I am actually loud and rude. Anyway, I feel we need to be kinder to women, the women who are outrightly anti-feminist, the women who don't agree. We should be kind to them. I know that it's annoying. It's really annoying how women who have a little power can use their power to enable even domestic violence. I know it is annoying. I know how annoying it is. However, if you want to do a blame game, and you go to the people who created the system, you go to those who will benefit, because no matter how a woman pushes for inequality, the first beneficiary is going to be a man. The highest that will happen to her is that she will be throwing breadcrumbs of freedom on the ground, and it's not going to be enough. It is never going to be enough. So, on this episode, I don't know why I'm laughing. I need to be more serious with my podcast. On this episode, I want us to stop using that word pygmy, even patriarchy princess, foot soldiers of the patriarchy too. I know that naming is important to address a particular problem, the problem of women enabling men's bad behavior. I think it's just better to say the enablement's bad behavior rather than putting a blanket label. There was a time I thought man was the head. There are some women who strongly defend female genital mutilation, even when they have experienced the nonsense that is female genital mutilation. And why do they do that? They do that because they fear stigma. They don't want to be labeled as a mother whose child has not been cut. When you have all this background, it's wrong to call a woman a pygmy. It's wrong to create accounts where we essentially do pygmy alerts. I used to be so pro calling women pygmies, but it's not right. Every single woman is a pygmy. Some women audition for men's attention through cooking, through cleaning. Some others audition for male attention when they are driving on the road and a policeman stops them and they have to massage his ego before they are let go. Because we are all trying to survive. You know? So yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to say. I hope that it reaches, I hope it's not more than 15 minutes. Please, I'm in a much better state than I was the last time I made a podcast, and I'm healthier now. I'm working remotely. I'm not as stressed up as I was in the first quarter of the year. I'm just trying my hand at resting and freelancing. So if you have any opportunity for me as an editor, please send a mail or send a Twitter DM. Also, I'm looking at advertising. You know, I have like a pretty strong reach even with this podcast, considering when I started and how a bit inconsistent I am. I have a pretty strong reach. I am going to be as consistent as possible now that I'm at home and I'm in a better state. So share the podcast, retweet when it gets to your tail, and be sure to stay safe and send me fan mail. Please send me voice notes too. I was getting voice notes at some point, but for some reason they just stopped coming. Send me voice notes on here. Send me what you think I should talk about. And I hope you're also staying safe too. Yeah, bye. Also, one thing again. I'm an editor. I always say that one. I'm an editor. I am a writer. And I think I already said this. Anyway, please send me feedback. What do you think I can do better on the podcast and all of that? Thank you for listening. Bye.